give choir for wonderful music.
带我们同心赞美那神创造宇宙的美。
Lead us together that we can praise that wonderful Lord that created us.
今天我们要继续这一个月的主题，叫做更新与子的关系。
Today we'll continue the message that we started this month, which is renew your spiritual life with the Lord.
我们用第一个礼拜从约翰福音第一章来讲到耶稣是生命是光。
The first week we talked about that Jesus in chapter 1 of John, that Jesus is life and the light and life of this world.
他来带给我们特权。
He came to give us special privileges.
成为神的儿女。
So that we can be children of God.
他也带我们进入真理与恩惠。
He lead us into truth and also grace.
所以我们跟神的关系不但成为父子关系。
Not only that we may become children of God,
更在恩典和真理里面来生活。
That we may live in grace and truth.
在第二个礼拜我们谈到耶稣基督虽然是创造者却降世成为我们的救世主。
And second we talked about that Jesus, even though he was the creator, but he came into form of man.
他成为神的羔羊来救赎了我们的罪。
He came as the Lamb of God and became the Redeemer.
使我们凡遇见他的人可以变成不同。
So that anyone who encounters him may be different.
所以在第一章的下半部我们谈到遇到他的西门变成彼得。
In the latter part of chapter 1, we find out that Simon became Peter.
腓力、安德烈变成喜欢带人来认识耶稣的人。
Philip and Nathaniel became someone who liked to bring people to the Lord.
那一位无名的拿但月却得到主向他应许，要看见天向他开。
And Nathaniel was given the promise that he would someday see God coming down.
我鼓励我们从约翰福音这一个月全部读完。
And I really encourage you all to finish reading of John.The whole book of John.
有没有很认真去读的人？
Anyone has been seriously studying this book?
里面用生命去读。
You may read it from your life.
整个讲到生命的，你都把它画下来。
Anything to do with life, please underline.
因为那是约翰福音的中心。
Because that's the center of John.
你也可以从约翰福音里面呢，那些遇到耶稣的人，你去读。
And you can focus on the Gospel of John on those people who encounter Christ.
你去问一个问题。
Ask a simple question.
为什么这些人遇见耶稣以后就不同？
How come everyone who encounters Christ become a different being?
为什么我信主这么久还是一样？
And you ask yourself, how come I've been a Christian for such a long time, I'm always the same?
你可能会渴慕一个新的东西。
You may be thirsting after something new.
你也可以从约翰福音另一个角度去读。
And you can also study the book of John from another perspective.
耶稣所行的神。
All the miracles of Jesus.
每一个神迹都有它的意义。
Every miracle has a significance.
每一个神迹都有它的结果。
Every miracle has its own results.
今天我们期待那神迹也发生在我自己身上。
And also long for this miracle be happen in my life.
今天我要从第三章来讲。
Today we'll be looking at chapter 3.
是一个比较深奥的道理。
Perhaps a little deeper truth here.
当我默想这一篇信息的时候
As I was meditating on this passage
有一些话语非常清楚地领导我
And the word of God just came to me very clearly
我想要听尼哥底母里面到底有什么声音
I want to hear what Nicodemus was hearing inside his heart
因为尼哥底母与一般那些渔夫是不同的 Fisherman、oh,
He was different from other fishermen
不是没有教育的
He was not one without education.
请你打开你的圣经约翰三章。
Shall we turn to John chapter 3?
这里有三个名称是描述他。
And there are three words that describes him.
他是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
他是犹太人的官。
He was one of a Jewish ruling council.
他是名叫尼哥底母。
His name was Nicodemus.
这个人虽然几个字已经够表达他的一生了。
And these three words pretty much describes his whole person's life.
他是当时公会的会员。
He was part of the ruling council.
等于是议员。
That means he's a senator.
他们当时是用这个宗教的议会来处理问题的。
Because in religious councils, they make decisions for the congregation.
所以他是蛮有权势的。
And he's one with power.
当然有他的教育的背景。
And he must have his educational background.
他是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
是一个实行宗教规条的人。
He's one that follows the edict of the religious sect.
是对自己的自我训练很严格的人。
He is one who's rigorous in the training.
但是在他心里面一直有一个声音。
But there
is inside him a calling from his heart.
那声音是什么?
And what is that voice? What is that calling?
为什么我里面没有真正感受到神的生命?
How come I don't feel God in my heart, the real life?
为什么我跟神的关系好像是那么遥远?
Why is it that my life with God is so distant?
为什么我没有感受到神的爱?
How come I don't feel his love?
我想这种情况许多在我们基督徒里面。
And I feel this condition is among many believers.
我好像可以听到一个声音。
And I can hear this voice calling.
我要更多的。
I want more.
我要更好的。
I want better.
我要更上一层楼。
I want to go up a higher level.
我要更接近主。
I want to be one step further closer to God. 我要
更与他亲密。
I want to be intimate with him.
我要更认识他。
I want to know him.
我要更爱他。
I want to love him more.
一直一句话就在我里面 ,something more that I really want.
里面就有一个更想要的心。
有一些东西你还觉得实在不是这样而已。
Something inside our heart says that it's not enough.
你同感吗?
Do you feel the same way?
你有没有感觉这样?
Do you feel that way?
我要。
I want.
我目前有的我不满意。
I'm not satisfied with what I have right now.
我知道神要给我做基督徒不是做这个样子的。
And I know that God wants me to be a Christian, not to be like this.
为什么我常常觉得自己是一个很失败的基督徒?
Sometimes I feel that I'm such a failure as a Christian.
好像是走半路还没达到那目标。
And I've only been there halfway, and I'm just not there to par.
探索你里面的声音。
And you must search your heart.
我们需要的是回到神的面前。
What we really need is to come before God.
来听你里面真正的声音。
To hear the true voice within.
你里面真正的需要是什么?
What is that deep desire within you?
你可能需要重新检讨你生命的架构。
Maybe your desire is to restructure your life.
你的生命架构是什么化的?
How are you restructuring your life at this point?
是什么是在最上面的?
What is your priority on the top?
或应该是说是谁是在最上面的?
Or should we say who is on top of your priorities?
这就构成你整个生命的历程。
And this will become the ladder behind all the rest of the structure.
对于 Nicodemo,
and to Nicodemus,
最重要是守规条。
Most important thing was to follow the rules and guidelines.
要非常严谨。
You must be diligent.
每天要审判自己。
Every day you must judge yourself.
审判别人。
Judge others.
看有没有完全做到。
To see whether or not they are following the guidelines in detail.
但这却没有使他感受到神的爱。
But through this, he did not experience God's love.
规条原本是好的。
Regulations are good in nature.
守规则是应该的。
Follow guidelines is something that we should do.
但是还有一层。
But there's something beyond that.
我们应该进去的。
And we must enter.
是我们个人与神的关系。
And that is the relationship that we have with God.
是我们真正能够感受到那一位爱我们的神。
So that we can truly experience the love of God.
而且我们真正能从心里以爱来回应他。
And from all hearts that we can respond to his love.
在夫妻的关系也是一样。
In the same way with the husband and wife.
年入久了。
After years of relationship.
只是生活在一起。
And then we live together perhaps.
多少时候能够真正坐下来感受到那爱的连线。
How often do you sit down and really feel that love connecting between the two?
父母子女也是一样。
The same way with the parents and children.
我们越来越干燥。
And then we feel the dryness within them.
因为我们活在义务与职务与责任当中。
But we live in obligation and responsibilities.
Nicodemus 来到耶稣的时候。
Nicodemus came before God, before Jesus.
耶稣知道。
And Jesus knew.
他整个问题。
He knew his problems.
从人的观点他没有什么缺点。
From the perspective of man, he really doesn't have any faults.
但是耶稣知道他所需要的是什么。
But Jesus knows that what he truly needs.
耶稣说你必须重生。
You must be born again, Jesus said.
我实实在在的告诉你们。
Truly, truly, I say to you.
人若不重生。
If a person is not born again.
就不能见神的国。
He will not see the kingdom.
换一句话说。
In other words,
我们假如把这句话解开，
let's open this, these words up.
耶稣可能讲比较多一点。
Jesus may say a few more words.
Nicodemus,
he's.
我知道你是蛮不错的。
You're a pretty good guy.
你蛮有成就的。
You have a lot of success behind you.
今晚你来找我是表示你蛮有追求的。
Tonight you come to me, it shows that you have a heart to search after.
我很高兴你来。
I'm half happy that you're here.
我想我可以帮助你。
I think I can help you.
但是耶稣没有讲别的话。
Jesus didn't say anything else.
就针对一句话。
And one sentence he.
我实实在在的告诉你们。
Truly, truly, I say to you.